You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's do our this year's CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo, the Star Tournament is what we call it. And real quick update on the leaderboard. Two tagged reds have been confirmed, one red tag and one blue tag. Tag number 1803 in the red tag division, Gary Mershon of Houston. He's weighed in a Texas Ford dealer red tag division redfish. That'll win him a Ford truck and a Haney boat and a Mercury motor and a Coastline trailer. And looks like the blue tag division, that was caught by Steve Isaacs, tag number 1775. He's from Lake Jackson. Weighed in at Surfside, and that's for the transport boat Mercury Coastline package. Real quick on the leaderboard for other species inshore, like sheephead, Enrique Rangel of Houston weighed in at Linda Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle, a 9-pound, 9-ounce sheephead. That's right at 10 pounds, if you want to call it that. And gaff top, Justin Morrison of Lumberton, a 6-1, and a black drum, 11 pounds, 10 ounces by Sue Lee of League City, Texas. Offshore division, one fish weighed in so far. It was a cobia, a ling, 56 pounds, 15 ounces by Danielle Grunewald of Freeport. That was weighed in at Surfside Marina. All right, now let's run down Port O'Connor way. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith, this morning to see what's up. Good morning, Lynn. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Oh, man, just living the dream or somebody else's nightmare or something, you know. Still rolling, brother, still rolling.
I hear you. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay watching the wind blow.
Watching the wind blow. Man. Are you going fishing in this mess today?
I am. I'm just going to – yeah, well, my party canceled on me, but that's okay. I'm going to go out and fish on my own.
I got you.
I'll show them. Yeah. I got a neighbor that she's been on vacation. She called and asked me if I was going to go out. And I said, yeah, matter of fact, my party canceled. And I said, I'm just going to go out on my own. And she said, well, catch a couple of trout, and I'll be down there. We'll have trout. I said, okay.
That'll work.
Because I don't freeze any. And, you know, nothing better than a fresh trout, you know. Man.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
So, fresh fish. I'm telling you. So, yeah, I'm going to go out and hit a couple of spots and pick up a couple of trout and come on home. But, that wind pumping this morning, man. I checked it. The little jetties, it's blowing about 20, a little over 20. So yeah,
that's what I saw earlier. I was looking at fish weather and looking all up down the coast. It's 18 at our jetties and 21 at your little jetties.
Yeah. Yeah, blowing 18 knots. That's right at 21.
That's 21 on the my MPHs, baby.
Spot yes, sir, on. Boy.
You know, and it's actually calmer down south. Baffin, it's chilling right now.
They're get out of here.
Yeah. I saw that's that unusual. The other day.
Man, that's real unusual.
Everything's out of whack. We're supposed to be calmer up here than they are down there.
Well, they've been getting a lot of rain down there. Gosh, mighty.
Yeah.
That rain's been pumping, coming off the Gulf, going right across Baffin. It's unreal.
Yeah, I'm looking right there at the Packery Channel. It's showing, there in Corbett, it's showing 20 and then 13. But then you get on down towards Baffin, and it's showing 10 and 12. Huh. And then Mansfield, 10. That's crazy.
I'll be there. I got sprinkled on coming to the ramp this morning.
Did you?
A little light sprinkle. But, But, yeah, these little pockets coming off the Gulf, you know, they're nothing to them, but a little light sprinkle. But, you know. I figured we're going to get those probably all day long, little light sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing major, hopefully.
Yeah, they're only showing about a 20% chance of here. But I'm looking, there's little bitty showers spread out in the Gulf and all up and down the coast. We've got one over by the Anahuac Refuge, a little tiny one there by Texas City and Eagle Point. And looking down your way, there was a little one just above East Bay, you know, East Matagorda, and then one little one at Port Lavaca, and one by Sea Drift. They're just little bitty things, nothing to them.
Yeah, nothing major.
No.
Nothing major.
No.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Let's keep it like that. We don't need anything major.
Well, have you been seeing or hearing any good fish coming from your area lately?
Nothing major. I haven't heard anything big. I did hear some, 26, 27s being caught, but,
that's big
for
these
top
days.
Waters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This day and age, those are big ones.
Yeah. That's pretty good fish.
You know,
as hot as it's been.
We've had some better fish showing up here the last couple of weeks, too. You know, better size. Yeah. A lot of, I can't believe I'm going to say this, a lot of oversized trout. That just doesn't sound right, man.
No, it doesn't.
Catching some overs.
No, it doesn't.
We got unders, we got overs, we got slots. That's just crazy to talk that in trout terminology, man.
Well, those old days are gone, man, you know.
But not
sad
forgotten.
Sad to say. No, they're not forgotten. They never will be. I can remember when I was a kid, man, I never forget when my dad used to drive me over to a spot there out of Port Arthur we used to call the Shell Hole. And it was on the Louisiana side of Sabine Lake.
Uh-huh.
And going shell toward hole. Cameron.
Right.
The Shell Hole. And we had a little P-row and we paddled across the Shell Hole to the other side. And I was throwing a mirror lure. And I walk on that bank and throw the mirror lure. And I caught about a 7-pound trout on that mirror lure. And, man, you'd have thought I'd get my picture in the paper.
Right.
Oh, man. Those guys were running up and down that bank, man, wanting to pick that trout up and look at it, boy. Yeah, I was a hero that morning. I was real young, too. I was probably 10 years old, maybe, you know.
Right.
And, man, that was a real banner day for me. Yep, I can still remember that. Those are someday. But, we used to fish that old shell hole. And, man, those fish would come in there. They'd dredge that spot out, and they would anchor their boats up in there for protection. And when they were working on the channel, going into Port Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And they would anchor their boats up in there. So they dredged it out. Well, that one spot was pretty deep. Well, man, those trout and redfish would come in there in the winter. And, man, they'd get in that hole. It was awesome. It was awesome. And we could drive right up to it And my dad had built this little P-rope, and we just drive up there, pull it out, put it in a ditch, and paddle right out into the shell hole, go to the other side, and get out and wade that bank and throw mirror lures. Oh, man, we used to really mess them up.
Mm. Yep. Mess them up.
Oh, we did, man. We did.
I remember back in the old days when I was a little kid, everybody had a little outboard motor in their turtle hull, you know, the trunk of their car. That's what the old-timers called it back then. Pop that turtle hull so I can get that 5-horse out of there. We're going to idle out to, you know, to the reef.
Oh, yeah.
They'd rent, you just take it down, you know, like the Eagle Point or somewhere and rent a boat and then put your outboard on it and putt on out there and catch 200-300 trout. It's just crazy.
Oh, we used to have a 2.5-horsepower Johnson. Two and a half.
That's a little, that's like a trolling motor, man.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I remember that motor. Man, we got a lot of use out of that one, though. But like you say, we'd go to some of these bait camps and rent a boat, you know.
Right.
And put that little old motor on and just putt-putt. And, man, we used to catch a lot of fish. A lot of fish. Using that little motor.
Yeah, well, and when look I was at a kid, my mom had a big old Chevy Impala station wagon. And you'd lay the back seat down, and I'd take my flat bottom and shove it all the way up in there and then tie it down on the tailgate. Remember, they had a tailgate that went down. And I'd have me two batteries in there and my Minn Kota trolling motor. Remember those that had that big old wash machine looking head on them, that green head on them?
And she'd
take me and a buddy down to Trinity Bay. We'd always put in there at the old harbors and slide that aluminum boat off, and we had just enough battery to get out to Fisher's Reef there at Umbrella Point, and we'd fish all day and then had enough battery to get back in, and she'd come pick us up. Boy, we used to catch a lot of big trout on that reef when I was a little kid.
Oh, man.
You know, if a parent kid do something like that nowadays, that'd be child abuse. It'd throw CPS would come get them.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a buddy that had a sailboat, a little small sailboat, and there in Port Arthur, and he kept it at the marina, and we'd go jump on that sailboat, and we'd take off out there in Sabine Lake, and we had a couple of reefs that we'd fish, and we used to go out there and anchor up. Man, we'd catch all kinds of fish working that reef over.
Right.
And my dad, one time, my mother and dad and I were fishing out there off that reef, and there was another boat anchored up, and I'll never forget this. They were anchored up. I could hear them hooping and hollering. Man, they were catching fish. And my dad said, well, tomorrow we're going to fish off that reef over there. And this was on like a Sunday, you know. So we went over on Monday morning. Nobody was there. And there was a pipe sticking up off that reef. And so we anchored up right there off that end of that reef. And those big old drum were on that reef. And we caught like 13 drum, I think it was, 12 or 13 drum. And these drum were like 30, 35-pound drum.
Oh, Lord. Dump
trucks. Oh, man. They like just wore us out. Big old rubber lips, you know. And we had a cabin cruiser that my dad had built. And he strung them on an anchor rope. Yeah, he strung them on an anchor rope. And I had to help my dad pull them in, and they just filled the bottom of that boat. I'll never forget this. And we we got back to the ramp, and we pulled the boat out, and we looked up, and there was some black folks fishing on the riprap, and they had no Cadillac, and they were sitting there fishing around that riprap with cane poles. And my dad said, go tell those people to come over here and get them a fish. So I went over there and I told this man, I said, y'all come get you a fish over here. My dad said, come pick you one out. So this man got up and he kind of walked over there real slow. And my dad said, climb up here and step up on this fender and pick you one of these fish out. And so he just eased over there. And the gunwale on that boat was pretty high. You know, you couldn't see it, seeing the boat from standing on the ground. So he stepped upon that fender, and he looked inside that boat, and his eyes got as big as those tires, you know. Oh, my goodness, man. He picked him one of those big old drum out, you know.
That's a meat hole right there.
Oh, man. He hauled his buddies to come pick him out of fish. And, man, the next thing we know, we looked up, and they threw those cane poles in the window of that Cadillac, and they threw those fish in the trunk of that car. And the way they went down the road, man, heading back to Port Arthur. And I said, can you imagine the stories they told when they got home?
You know
they told some stories.
Oh,
man.
I'm telling you, man. Well, hey, let me knock this break out, Lynn. Hang on a second. I'll be right back at you.
All right.
Well, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. You can bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building and family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back, man.
Well, I see it's breaking day. That's a good sign.
Well, that is.
That's breaking day. Yeah, I'm ready for it to for it to happen. I tell you what, this is my favorite time of the day, man. Watch that sun come up in the morning.
Right.
Over the bay or over the gulf, you know, going out. Oh, man, I tell you what.
Something about sunrises and sunsets.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's my favorite time. Favorite time of the day.
Now, this time of year, I hate the middle of the day. You know, that 1, 2, and 3 o'clock summer doldrum. I hate that part.
Oh, I know it. I know it. But I'll tell you what. It's going to be a little breezy today, but it'll be nice. It'll be nice and pretty out there. Yeah, we can find some decent water.
Wow.
We can find some decent water out there. I know where I'm going.
You should be able to. You'll have a good high tide this morning. It was really bulled up yesterday morning. I think we have two tides today. We went back on that two tide schedule. Well, here at 4:30, so it ought to be high down there your way about 5:30 or so, and it'll be standing high all day long for you.
That wind will keep it in. Yeah, it should be up, but it's up pretty good right now. But yeah, I'm not gonna run back any of these lakes I can't get out of, though. I can tell you that I've been caught back in some of them before. I got back in one of them one time. I never forget. I tried to come out the way I came in. I said, "Oop! I waited too late." Yeah, I had to go out a different way. And you got to watch that. You definitely do. But you can definitely get caught back in there. Not terrible, but these tires can fall out. And we've got some skinny areas.
You do.
You know, and that hard sand will catch you. It'll get you quick.
A little different than mud, soft mud.
Yes, it is. Yes, somebody asked me, I had a guy corner me one day at Speedy Stop. I was gassing up. He said, are there any maps that really show these sandbars and stuff? I said, no, there aren't any.
Sometimes.
I said, no, there aren't. I said, you know, we got a lot of sandbars and Archer reefs that don't show up on those maps. And you can get in trouble quick, real quick. And I said, there's a lot of guts and stuff that don't show up on those maps that you need to know. And the best way to find them is go out with a guide, take your GPS, and get you some good tracks, because, you know, you can get in trouble quick, real quick. It can get you real trouble. I was waiting one place over in one of the islands one day, and here came a boat coming across the bay. And he was headed toward Cross Reef. You know where Cross Reef is?
Yeah.
And that reef is a good, solid oyster reef. And I said, oh, goodness. And this boat coming that way was a deep V. And I said, oh, watch this. This isn't going to be pretty.
Not pretty.
Yeah. And, boy, he hit that reef. And just rolled over on his side. I said, well, there's a trip to the gel coat, man.
You got it. That fiberglass man's going to be his next best friend.
Oh, man. You better know it. Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, that archer is not forgiving. Man. Yeah, that's bad news. Bad news. Sand's bad enough, but that oyster is bad.
Boy, there's been a lot of people messed up by boats, you know, running fast and just coming to an abrupt stop, running aground like that.
Oh, man.
You know, if you're not hanging on, you're just done, man.
Oh, that's where people get hurt, you know.
Big time.
Yeah. That's where people get hurt.
There's nothing soft to hit inside of a boat.
No. And, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, I ran aground earlier this year, actually, and I was going out to the pass, and there's sandbars. Those sandbars shift every year. Mm-hmm. You've got to go out there, and you've got to really, you know, investigate. You've got to look at it every year and see where they've changed. And there were some waiters over to my right, and I was trying to stay way away from them. And I was running, and I knew that sandbar was over to my left, and I was watching those waiters and trying to watch that sandbar to my left. And man, I just got a little bit too close to that bar on my left.
Uh-oh.
Man, I ran aground that hard sand. And I called Chuck, the guy that has Towboat U.S., and I said, Chuck, you're not going to believe this. I said, I'm aground on hard sand. I'm about ankle deep.
Ooh.
Well, how far are you from the gut? I said, about 10 to 15 feet.
Yeah, right off the edge of it.
Right on the edge. And he said, okay, I'll be there a little bit. So he showed up, and he threw me the rope, and I just hooked on. He pulled me about 15 feet. You know, I was in the deep water. And I said, well, I think I got you another customer. Here he comes. This guy was walking from about a quarter of a mile across those sandbars, man. I mean, here he came. And he was aground, I mean, way out there in middle ground. And Chuck said, yeah, I think I might have to go get my airboat.
Yeah, that's airboat right there, man.
Oh, boy, big time. And so Chuck talked to him, and he said, yeah, well, let me go get my airboat. I'll be back. And I said, yeah, you're in bad trouble over there, real bad. Yeah, but, yeah, I was about probably 15 feet from deep water. But it can happen so quick. I mean, really, that hard sand will stop you. I mean, and I didn't have my motor jacked up or anything, and just wasn't paying attention, you know. And it can happen real quick, even though you think you know where you are.
Yeah, you got to be careful down your way. You got to really know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're learning stuff, do it on a clear day when it's sunny and you got good glasses.
Exactly.
You can see sandbars and guts and get you some good trails, you know.
Oh, yeah, because it changes every year.
Yes, it does.
You can't run your tracks. You can't run your normal tracks. Because I guarantee you it changes. And every year I do that. I go out and I run different areas that I'm used to. And I look at my old tracks. And I normally erase them. I erase my tracks and just put new tracks in. Because everything changes. Especially if we have a storm. If we have a hurricane or a tropical storm. Everything changes. I mean, it's incredible. So you just can't be too careful.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. And, yeah, it's this area changes like crazy because of the sand. That sand shifts.
Well, and the currents, you know, all the wind currents and all that, it changes the bottom in a lot of places, especially near passes and where, you know, you got heavy currents and.
Oh,
luckily,
does.
We don't have all that here.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some areas where you got to watch out, you know, especially West Bay, running between North and South Deer, some of the, you know, towheads and all that through there on Shell and then behind the pass, which changes every year. You know all about that. So that's.
Well, you know, when we're running the surf, we're coming back in through the pass, through Pascavallo, and we're coming back in. Of course, you've got to read the breakers, you know.
Right.
And, you read that, but you read those breakers, and you can see some breakers breaking, and I'll run back in areas that I didn't go out that way, but I may come back that way. And that water's just gin clear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running in the water maybe 2 feet deep, you know. I mean, the water's so clear, and it's just amazing how clear the water is, and you can see the bottom. But going out, you swung way farther out, you know, to miss those breakers. And
run where there's no white water. That's
right.
What I've always learned.
Absolutely.
It's not breaking there, it's a little bit deeper. Run there.
Exactly. Even though we're running shallow water boats, you know. And
the shallow water boat's like a four-wheel drive truck. They can get you in a whole lot of trouble real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of these guys, some of these guys will run, they'll run right up on the beach coming back, you know, from fishing the surf. They'll run real skinny right up on the beach. Well, there's been a lot of wrecks, you know, shrimp boats and stuff like that right up on the beach. And there's been a lot of trash.
Well, yeah, and as time goes on and wave action and everything, they just sink in that sand, but they're still above bottom structure under the water
absolutely.
There. Man, that's never good. It's bad
deal.
Oh,
no.
Bad deal.
I've seen a lot of trash right up close. And, yeah, I mean, you look at the old Darlington down there. I mean, there's still stuff sticking up at the Darlington.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot left, but there is some. And if you fish around the Darlington, there's still some structure out away from it.
You know? Out off of it.
Uh-huh. And if you cast out away from it, you'll hang up. And
Well, I remember the first time I ever fished there, it was just unbelievable.
How many
fish we caught.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing held some fish.
Oh,
boy,
it's still,
surface
it still
so pretty.
Does.
Flat, calm, air clear. My gosh, you couldn't get a lure back, man.
Oh, I know. Oh, it there's still days like that.
Yeah.
There's still days like that. I mean, you catch it right around the Darlington, it's still awesome.
Right.
And it is. And
you got for another break?
Sure.
You got time? Okay. Well, hang with me, man. Sure. I'll come back. I need to knock this out. I'll be right back, buddy. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse, Croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. And with summer coming up and hot water and everything, oxygen's definitely the way to go. And if you need more info on the oxygen response, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And they're still, you know, bringing some crawfish in. You know, availability's not as good as it once was, but it's winding down. But go ahead and check their website or give them a call to check availability, whether you want them by the sack or already pre-cooked at their Cajun Grill. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the Darlington, you know, down here at Clark's Restaurant, they used to have a picture of the Darlington on the wall, an old picture of when that ship was beached. You know, that was one of the old concrete ships. There were three of them. One of them, I think one of them was breaking up, and they beached it there in Galveston.
Right.
And then this one came down here, and it was breaking up, and they beached it on purpose, and they beached it down here on the beach. And this other one, this other concrete ship, made it all the way to Puerto Rico, from what I understand.
Yes.
But anyway, they had an old picture of it. This was back in the early 1900s, if I'm not mistaken. It was an old picture of it. And, there's just very little of it sticking up anymore on the beach down there. I mean, I took a picture of it a couple of years ago. Somebody was asking me if any of it was still sticking up out of the water. And I said, yeah, there's a little bit. So I took a picture of it. But, anyway, but there's still some, like I said, there's still some that goes out in the water past that. I mean, you got to be careful anchoring up or something out there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't anchor up. You might hang an anchor or something. But thank goodness for these trolling motors, you know. But anyway, I love going down there and wading by the Darlington because, like you say, you can hardly keep a lure in the water some days, you know. Catch trout early, and then those trout started moving out, and but those redfish are right in that first gut,
right?
And they stay in that first gut. I've seen schools of them just coming down that first gut. Oh, it's just awesome, you know. I mean, I've had some banner days down there for guys. I mean, we tore them up down there.
Structure, especially on the beach, man. That's something you don't have a lot of on the beachfront is any kind of structure, and fish are just naturally going to be attracted to it.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because that's where the bait tries to hide. I mean, that's where they shove it bait up in there.
That's right.
They try to hide, and the fish ambush them.
That's right. I remember one day I was...
Structure and Trinity Bay that was... back in the day, they had a big dredge up in the marsh in Red's Bayou or one of the bayous back there. And Hurricane Carla was coming. So they tried to bring a dredge back around to get out of harm's way. Well, it didn't make it. It sunk right there off Point Barra. That's the old sunken dredge. And it used to be a lot of structure above water, you know, all the big metal beams and all that, you know, were on that dredge. And now there's just a few pieces sticking up. And anybody that doesn't know that area, they run through there, they could, could sure tear a boat up or lose their life and stuff. And it's made a lot of natural reef around it, and, you know, with clam shells and knuckle shells and oysters and all that. And there's times a year when those fish would get on there and, you know, you may fish it 2 or 3 days and catch one or two and think, oh, man, they're just not here this year. Next time you stop in and fish it, you can't get a lure back. It's pretty crazy.
Man, I know it. I know it.
I had a neighbor caught a double-digit fish off that dredge, I don't know, back in the 90s, I guess it was, on a broken-back redfin, blue and chrome. Just throwing it up in there. It's all like 8 foot of water all around it. But he threw that top water in there and brought it back and caught him a 10-plus. What a fish.
Man.
Right out of that structure.
Hey, you never know. You know, the biggest trout I've ever seen in my life, I saw it in the surf. And it was down near the Darlington. Mm-hmm. And I was standing on the first bar, casting back toward the beach. And I hooked a trout, and it was about a 23-inch trout. And I was fighting that trout, and I was bringing it to me. And there was another fish swimming right beside it. And I thought it was a shark. And I mean, it was that big. I mean, it was twice the size of the one I had hooked.
Right.
And I thought it was a shark. It was going to eat my fish, you know. And all of a sudden, I realized it was a trout. And I mean, I said, "Oh my goodness!" And I tried to jerk the lure away from the one I had hooked because this fish was a monster. Mm-hmm. And that big trout just froze. It stopped. And when I realized how big that fish was, it just stopped. And then it came up on the bar. I was standing on the first bar, about knee deep. And it came up on the bar and swam by me probably eight or 9 feet from me and just swam right by me and went off in the second gut. And I guarantee you the spots on it looked like dimes.
Oh, Lord, that is a monster.
That trout was huge. I've never seen one that big in my life, ever.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, that was a state record if I've ever seen one. It was huge. And, man, I got back to the boat, and I got on the radio, and I called a couple of buddies of mine up and down the shoreline there, and I told them, I said, you can't believe the trout I just saw. I mean, it was huge. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, never again will I ever see one that big.
Well, they're swimming around out there. They're not as common as they were, you just got those Cliff and I were talking about that yesterday. Just, it's amazing what you can see. You fish long enough, and you'll see one that just curls your hair. Well, you go, oh, my gosh.
You know, they eat maybe once a day, and they eat a big fish, you know?
Yeah.
They'll eat a big fish, and they eat maybe once a day. You know, I was in Baffin one time wading back to my boat and saw something white floating, and, it just got my curiosity got the best of me, and I waded over to it, and it was a 31-inch trout, and he had tried to swallow a hardhead, and the hardhead drowned him. The hardhead opened his fins and locked his fins and drowned that trout, and that 31-inch trout. But, you never know. I mean, those big trout are going to eat once a day, and that was a pretty good-sized hardhead. You know, it was a big one.
Right.
But, I'm telling you, there's some big fish out there. They just eat once a day.
Or every 3 days. Depends on how big a bait fish they eat.
That's right. That's right.
Especially in the winter, when they slow their metabolism down a little bit, they'll eat that one big mullet. They may hold on to that for 2, 3, 4 days,
That's right. The biggest trout I've ever caught, I caught it on a Corky Devil, a big one. A big Corky Devil that Paul had just made. And I was at Paul's house and I was going to Baffin, and Paul said, "Hey, let me give you a couple of these baits I just made." And he had made these big Corky Devils with a paddle tail. And I said, "Oh man, this is awesome." He said, "Take a couple of these with you and try them out. Let me know if you do any good on them." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Okay." So I got to Baffin and I was bound and determined to catch a fish on this bait. I said, "Man, I'm going to throw this bait till I catch something." And I threw it, and that was the only bite I had on it, was this one trout, and that trout weighed over 10.
Wow.
And she swallowed it, and she had it way down in her gills, and I had her hooked right down where her gills joined.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It didn't look bad. And I popped the hook out, and I thought, well, I don't think she's hooked that bad. And I had her by the tail, and I was trying to resuscitate her. I was going to let her go. And I saw a little blood come out, and I said, "Uh-oh.
That's not good.
That's not good."
Nope.
And I thought, well, maybe I better string her. So I put her on a stringer, And a few minutes later, I looked back at her, and she was upside down, and blood was just gushing out of her gills.
Yeah, she was done.
I said, just as well I kept her, because she wouldn't make it. And she weighed a little over 10, and I kept her, and I had her mounted.
But, yeah, put that one on the wall, baby.
Yep. And but that was the biggest one I'd ever caught. And, you know, just, but that bait was big. It was a big bait. I took that bait, and I've got it hanging in her mouth, hanging on the wall. But, you know, she ate a big bait, and that's what they're going to eat. They're going to eat something big.
Yeah, everybody will tell you, well, you're throwing too big a lure. Not really.
No. I mean, depends on what you're after, you know.
I mean, look what some of the 2 and 3 pound trout eat. They eat sizable mullet. You know, they're made for that. They'll gorge them down. You know, I had a trout. I was fishing one time. I was on the east shoreline of Trinity Bay. We were waiting, you know, on the moguls there off the ridge near Hodges. And we were catching them pretty good and catching some really nice fish, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 pound fish. And I'm kind of inside, and all my guys are out a little bit deeper. They're catching them a lot better. I'm just inside hunting for a big one. And this fish popped up in front of me, or, you know, just to the right front of me, and I saw this big trout tail, this big black tail, and I said, man, look at that trout tailing. Well, he wasn't tailing. He was choking to death on a mullet, or she was. If that had been a male, it would have been a world record. But, no, I eased over there, and it was trying to get upright, and then it'd go belly up and on its side. And I could see this mullet tail hanging out of its mouth, and it couldn't spit it out, and it couldn't get it down. So I reached over there and grabbed that trout around the shoulders. he was pure green. That fish started shaking so bad, I felt like it was going to break my wrist. I'm trying to hold on to it, and it slung that mullet out of its mouth and then just swam off out of my hand. And
oh, man.
So I actually, that trout owed me. I saved that one. But that mullet was still alive. That mullet was kind of going in circles, and finally it's got its act together and swam off, too. He had just eaten that mullet right there by me.
Man, oh, man. Well, like I said, they're going to eat a big fish, you know. They're going to eat a big fish. So you want a big trout, throw a big bait.
That's, you know, it.
Yeah. It all depends on what you're after. Are you after numbers, or are you after a big fish? You know?
Yeah, it takes dedication.
It does. It really does. And when
everybody
wants
bites. Even myself, man, I get impatient. I want to start getting bites and bowing up and catch a few.
When I went to Baffin that day with Paul's big bait, big corky devil. You know, I'm after a big fish. That's what I came to Baffin for. And you know, I'm gonna throw this bait till I catch a fish. And that was the only bite I had. That was it. And a fish over 10, and that's what I came there for. And I was happy, man.
You know, you hear all the talk and, you know, from all up and down the coast, but a legitimate 10-plus pound fish, that is a rare bird. That's like shooting a book deer, you know.
Oh, they're, I mean, how many people just, do you
they're
know?
They're not as common as people make it out to be.
No, they're not. I mean, you know, it's like that day I had three of my buddies. We went down there together, four of us, and I don't think any of those guys had ever caught a trout that was 30 inches or better, you know. None of them had. And when they came to pick me up, I had that fish on the stringer, and I pulled it up real close to me. And this buddy of mine was up on the bow, and he was standing there looking at me, and he said, "Is that a redfish?" I said, no, it's a trout. And when they got up there to me, I just kind of threw that trout up on the boat, and I said, "Measure that one. Tell me if it's a keeper or not." And his eyes got as big as saucers, you know. He said, "Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh."
What a whaling gator.
I'm telling you. And then we put them in the cooler. Well, of course, in the cooler, they look bigger than what they are, you know. And oh my goodness, every 30 minutes, he'd open the cooler and look at that fish.
Oh, yeah, you're just totally in shock, amazed by it. Just
absolutely.
A whole different look of a fish.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just something absolutely. Unique about a big, giant speckled trout. Just
oh, it's just well, look, it's look once in a lifetime.
Stupid and crazy it's made all of us.
Well, it's once in a lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
It's once in a lifetime fish, and that's what I went to Baffin for. And there it was.
Well,
there
and you was. Got it.
Never go
hey, that's,
back.
A lot of people go down there a lot of millions of times and never get one that big. That's just.
Absolutely.
It was your time, brother. Right time, right place, right lure, perfect cast.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I had one Corky that hologram Corky, my favorite, uh-huh. And it was chewed all to pieces. You know, and I took it back to Paul and I said, Paul, I guarantee you this Corky has caught over 100 trout. I mean, it was chewed to pieces. And anyway, Paul hung it on his bulletin board there in his garage, you know, where he was making
uh-huh.
it. And he put a little sign on it, said this Corky caught over 100 trout. And so I was telling Steve, his son, about that. He said, you know, my dad still has that Corky and has that sign on it.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Lynn. Well, hey, you got to go catch two trout for dinner. So
that's it. That's
I hope
it.
You do, and get you some slots and make a yeah. day of it. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Yes, sir. They give me at 361-935-6833.
All right, my friend. Lynn, you have a wonderful day. Be safe out there.
Oh, man. It looks pretty. It's going to be
I
okay. I think that wind. I hope that wind lays down a little bit. The flag
maybe
is
it will
straight
for
out
you.
Right now.
All right, buddy. Have right. a good day, Lynn. Later.
You too, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.